We're here at the National Farm Machinery Show, and with me is Kelby Kruger, who was here last year when we had the big reveal of the ExactEmerge planter. So a year later, Kelby, where are we at with the ExactEmerge?
So it was, last year was an exciting time, and we have now put the 1775 and 1795 in full production for the 2015 season. And so it's going to be an exciting year for us with this hitting. And we're also standing here at the show with a DB60, and we're showing some of our new 2016 items off, which is adding ExactEmerge to our DB lineup, which is our large customers, 60-foot, 80-foot, and 90-foot, and also putting it on a 1725 CCS integral, which is for the customers that need the tractor and or the planter right behind the tractor.
Well, you did get a little bit of a workout last year in kind of a demonstration format, especially at Farm Progress Show. I noticed some of the fields around there had the big signs that say planted using the ExactEmerge planter. So how did it work last year for everybody that got to use it?
So for 2014, we had 36 planters out, 75,000 productive acres, meaning the customer ran the machine himself in his own field. And so they got to experience the machine in their own growing environment to see if it would work. And so we actually planted all the way from Nebraska over into the Ohio's and up Canada. And results showed they all put in plots. So we went and measured the results. When you go from 5 miles an hour to 10 miles an hour, the after the plant emerged and you measured it from a spacing standpoint and emergence, it was really unaffected.
And so you got to use it in that much of a space there, different states. You got to use it on a lot of different soil types, a little different terrains, and it worked well on all different types of terrain.
Yeah, so that's one thing that we got to really get to experience, all those different soil types, all those different terrains, all the different seed types that people buy. And so we learned and we made some adjustments to improve the product for 2015.
Well, it doesn't look like it's lost any of its appeal here at the National Farm Machinery Show. So you're still getting a lot of questions, a lot of interest from farmers.
Yes, it's still to them is new because of the fact that no own machine has ran yet. And so there is still a lot of questions and understand and excitement and concerns that we're trying to address the best we can.
All right, thanks a lot, Kelby, here at the John Deere exhibit at the National Farm Machinery Show. I'm Cindy Zimmerman.